This is...
Well, here we are.
Felger.
What?
And Mass.
The whole team sucks.
Felger and Mass.
Maybe your part in the back is a little bit loose.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Takes the snap. Looks right. Lobs it for Gronk. He reaches up. He springs it down. Touchdown, Patriots. Gronkowski had Byard on his back. And with his score, the Pats now lead it by a 34-7 count.
He's an unstoppable rebel force. He's a freaking cyborg.
And still a Patriot. Final hour, Felger Mass here on Agenda-Free Friday. Just brought to you by Planet Fitness. The world judges they don't. PlanetFitness.com. The Reddit man, guy on Reddit, who 24 hours before the Julian Edelman suspension basically broke it on a message board on Reddit, had been hinting at something today, and then came out, said it's going to happen within the hour, and then at the hour mark posted the following quickly. There is no news. I have zero sources. I'm just some random bozo on the internet that was able to fool national media outlets listed below into taking me seriously. Why? To prove that journalism in 2018 is an absolute joke. I literally guessed on the Edelman news and when it would be reported. As soon as I saw some random beat writer on Twitter say I've got bad news about the Patriots, I took a wild guess about Edelman and posted it to Reddit. I wake up the next day to the Edelman news breaking and NBC's Pro Football Talk, among others, writing serious articles about me, speculating that I was an ESPN employee. Even local Boston radio stations were talking about me as if I'm some sort of vigilante. After laughing hysterically for a while, I decided to see how far I could take this. I thought the best move would be to build hype around a new story coming out and see if people actually would continue to take me seriously. Sure enough, they have. My inbox has blown up. Everything from fans to freelance journalists asking me for tips. All when I'm just in caps. I'm just a random dude. I shouldn't be taken seriously. End caps. Anyway, the point is, ... National media, do better. Don't take some random guy's word on the internet. Sorry to the people of this sub, but hopefully you'll get some enjoyment out of the hysteria that this has caused. So, what do you think, Mass?
So the guy just randomly guessed Edelman and was right.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
I guess he heard a hint from a... He says, as soon as I saw some random beat writer on Twitter say I've got bad news about the Patriots, I took a wild guess about Edelman and posted it to Reddit. So, like, I mean, the Edelman stuff had been out there for days, weeks, right?
Right. So, but
I mean, not that I had any clue. I had zero clue. Zero.
But no, but not by name, it wasn't.
To listen to people now, it's like the thing had been out there for a while.
Right. But again, on Twitter, like, Edelman isn't named by name on Twitter. Not until yesterday.
No, I know. So he said some random guy said we've got bad news on the Patriots, and
he just guessed that that was an Edelman 4-game PED suspension.
Reddit man guessed that. Correct. That's what he's saying.
It's possible. Feels convenient to me that all of a sudden we can just shut off Reddit man now and never pay any attention to him again.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, you're better off. Reddit is truly a sewer full of losers.
Reddit is?
Yeah. Oh, God. If you think, like,
is
Twitter
it worse
is
than Twitter?
Yeah, I think so. Reddit is the worst of the worst.
Is it? See, I don't know anything about Reddit. But I don't know. It just feels like conveniently we can just shut that one off.
Murray, change all of your passwords now because you're about to get hacked by a Reddit man.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. No, all the doxing that goes on there, too.
And now
right.
I have no idea what people are talking
again,
about.
Again,
just go ahead,
you don't
Mass.
Need to know.
Like, what do you think?
So, look, I don't know. I wonder whether maybe this Reddit man is somehow actually connected to, you know, one of the camps. And now it's like, all right, shut the hell up. Turn it off. Just play dumb. So this was this guy's mission, to just expose the national media as being sloppy? Well, no crap. Like, I could have told you that without this. And there's been lots of examples of stuff showing up on Twitter that have proven true over the years. I'm not saying everything. But I'm just saying that it's not that far-fetched. So it just feels like a convenient way to close the loop, doesn't it? I'm not telling you to believe everything this guy posts in the future.
Okay, so anyway, that closes the loop on Reddit man. Either way, still plenty of crap floating around the Patriots this week and today specifically. We can get to that. We can get to LeBron. You can do whatever you want here in the final hour of an Agenda-Free Friday. We'll go back to the phones unless someone has a thought here.
I was just going to say, it doesn't change any of the Gronkowski news because this isn't related to that at all. So the idea that there's something going on with Gronk or was... And that maybe there was someone interceding on Kraft stepping in and preventing some sort of deal. Well, that's still out there. That's not related to this at all.
Here's Mike and Needham. Your thoughts, Mike.
All right. What's going on, boys?
How's doing, Mike?
as you're going. Yeah, I agree with Maz on this Reddit loser. You know, I mean, all you needed to do with, to know that reporting's a joke is look at Ron Borges and the one source is enough mentality. But look,
I miss Borgie. You know, now that you mention this, I miss the crap out of that guy. His coverage, I mean. He's been a real gap. Honestly, I miss the guy.
Oh, I can't believe me. I miss Borges too.
Here's Mike in the. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's all right. You're free to voice your opinion. It's your show. But look, I'm calling on Robert Kraft specifically. You know, with this whole Patriots debacle, I haven't been this disappointed in the Patriots just in general since I lost my virginity, for crying out loud. I mean, Jesus, what the hell's going on? You know, and my point is this. I'll leave you with this. On Robert Kraft, I know you guys say he's pretty much sided with Brady here. So it's my point is time to man up and pick a side, because Robert Kraft seems like he's going senile right before our eyes with this, letting Bill do the, you know, supposed Gronk trade and all this other stuff that's going out.
Yo, but Mike, he did pick a side. He picked Brady.
Absolutely, he did. That was part of the problem.
He picked Brady. And so this is the problem if the coach now is sort of bristling underneath it. I mean, I did learn something today that I should have realized and didn't. And that is, like, leaking the Edelman news, whoever leaked it, like I said, well, that's not a big deal because he failed the test anyway. It's not like, you know, Murray's conspiracy theory that Bill dropped the dime on Edelman. Well, if he failed the test, we're going to know anyway. And it's like, so what, you know, I don't think Bill roofied him or anything. So it's just the news got out. Big deal. But then as Chris Gasper said, it's under appeal. And if Edelman wins the appeal, it should never come out. And that there are other guys who fail, presumably, that this is the way the system is supposed to work. You fail the PED test. The league doesn't say anything until the appeal process is over, until you're found guilty after the appeal. Then they release the suspension if you're suspended. But if you win the appeal, it should never have come out.
I know. I had said that earlier in the show before Gasper got here.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It didn't register.
No, no. We spend too much time together. I ignore 90% of the stuff you say, too.
But, like, so leaking, actually, the fact that he failed the test, that is a significant one.
Sure. Absolutely. Yes. Yep. See, this is where, if you remember, like, Murray's theory that Belichick actually tampered with the test somehow or got them.
I never said that. I said made the phone call.
Okay, but got them to test for something they otherwise wouldn't have tested
correct.
For?
Yes, that's the kooky.
I don't believe that. But I do believe that he could have leaked the information that Edelman failed the test, because under appeal, we might never have otherwise heard about it. Absolutely. So that is an interesting detail, and that might have sent Brady into orbit. And if that's true, like, just the fact that these two are spitting at each other like this.
Well, and again, the sourcing, it's just Field Yates is such a Belichick, linked to the Belichicks and the kids, and, you know, Schefter with Belichick, too. Schefter with everybody. Like, Schefter's aligned with everybody. But certainly Bill, in the past as well, is just like, whoa, man. Like, the optics of that. And if that was really going down, boy, has that gotten ugly. Boy, has that gotten ugly.
It's astonishing to me that this thing is getting worse.
Quickly, James in the car. Go ahead, James.
Hey, napkin legs. What's that soundbite they have of you screaming before the show? Get off the internet.
Talking to, yes. I, yes, right. We should listen to our own.
You should heed your own advice.
Yes.
You guys are turning to full-blown middle school girls just hovering over your Twitter feeds and the text messages. And you got Jim Stewart hovering over the DEFCON button with Joe Schmo, Reddit boy, coming out saying, you know, he's a nobody. And you have Maz still validating him. It's just insane to me. It's insane to me. And to be honest with you, the only Gronk news that will come out in the next few days is he's negotiating a new contract, which he's been saying since day one. I mean, I don't understand why we have to go into controlling a narrative that everything is just haywire down in Foxborough.
Things feel a little haywire. I'm sorry. It feels a little haywire there. But maybe it's not. Maybe that's just the appearances and we're in the dark. Who knows? It feels to me like it's a little haywire.
No, if things were fine down there, you don't think someone would sit there and say, you guys are in fantasy land, man. Everything here is cool. We're good. Everything's fine. Don't you think Brady would be at OTAs? Don't you think he'd be answering questions directly about that? Yeah, I'm going to be here. Of course I'm going to be here. Where else would I be? The fact that they're also cryptic in the Instagram posts, and they have had numerous opportunities, countless opportunities, to put stuff up there and out there, or to say directly, look, we understand there's a lot of nonsense flying around. You guys are on La La Land. We're here ready to go for another title. There's no issue. None of that has happened.
Okay, back with more right after these.
Hold on. Can I hit the DEFCON button for something?
Unless, let's hit the DEFCON button, shall we?
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so this is from Adam Kirkjian. I guess not to be confused with Tim Kirkjian, but we have a blue check mark here. Freelance writer.
I think they are related, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, well, he just tweeted, from multiple sources, here's what I have regarding the Gronk rumors. Told Belichick wanted to trade him. Offers on the table with both the Titans and the 49ers. He and Robert Kraft had a closed-door meeting to discuss. Tom Brady threatened to retire if the deal went through. Kraft nixed it.
I like this Adam Kirkjian guy, whoever he is.
Blue checkmark. That's good enough for
I
us.
I believe he used to work for the Herald.
No, I think he's. I think he is Tim Kirkjian's something.
They're related somehow. Cousin, something like that.
And he
that.
Did write for the Globe, didn't he? Was the Globe or was it us? The Herald.
Well, good us. Question.
Sorry. Us. Yes, us, Gasper. Us. The paper of record in town. Us, the Herald.
Yeah, our roots are there.
And if it,
not you.
The Globe wouldn't write something so interesting.
Of course I wrote
this
for
guy,
both.
This guy's a Herald guy. Has to be a Herald guy. Globe guy wouldn't go with this. So read that again, Murray.
So one more time again. This is from Adam Kirkjian, blue checkmark, from multiple sources. Here's what I have regarding the Gronk rumors. Told Belichick wanted to trade him. Offers on the table with both the Titans and Maz's 49ers. He and Robert Kraft had a closed-door meeting to discuss. Tom Brady threatened to retire if the deal went through. Kraft nixed it.
Okay, so that was in keeping with what this fellow who used to work for Stats, Inc. Tweeted earlier. And sort of actually backs up what Reddit man guessed in his overnight post, right, Maz?
Yeah.
Did in his overnight post, he say something along the lines of a big move which would beget another really bad move or something like along those lines, like linking another shoe to drop if this thing happens.
Look, if nothing else, for those that doubt, like our last caller, there's no bigger defenders of the wall than Portnoy and Jerry Thornton of Barstool Sports. Look at their Twitter feeds from today when this news was percolating. It was like DEFCON 1 for those guys. Like, oh my God, something's about to go down. So you're now going to doubt them? How do you doubt that anything is going on behind the scenes between these parties involved? Belichick, Brady, Gronkowski, and with the Patriots.
I firmly admit, I have no idea what's going on. All I know is something is. This is not generally what I've come to know of the Patriots, to have things like this happen.
No, and look, and just in the interest of thorough reporting, Adam Kirkjian tweeted right after that statement from Pat's PR head Stacey James, quote, I would say with the utmost confidence that none of that is true, none of it. Okay, so again, I'm just providing the whole picture that Kirkjian tweeted one thing about what he's reporting, what he believes to have happened, and then a statement from Stacey James with the Patriots about it. Now, what do I think? I mean, I think Kirkjian's on to something. And again, we're hearing it from more than one place that there was something going on there, and Kraft likely interceded and prevented Belichick from making a move.
I have no clue. But whatever it is, we'll pick it up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Given his snake oil background, why should we believe him that he had nothing to do with this Julian Edelman situation here?
Someone who said that the track record of Alice Guerrero, it's not unreasonable to question when this thing comes up.
You can't have him back. Because Guerrero is real shady, and he's a problem. And I don't care if you can't train without him. You can't have him back. Because Guerrero is real shady, and he's a problem. And I don't care if you can't train without him.
A mutiny, a cue.
Meanwhile, the lead story going into today was Julian Edelman facing a 4-game suspension for failing a PED test and how that relates to Alex Guerrero, his trainer, and Tom Brady's trainer. And that's still... That stuff's real, I think. I mean, Edelman is facing a 4-game PED ban. That hasn't been denied, right?
No, he basically admitted it in his post today.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Okay. So that's real. Let's just stick with what's real. That is real. He got popped for PEDs. Guerrero is his trainer, and he has professed over and over again how valuable Alex Guerrero is to him, and the lifestyle and the nutrition advice and everything that he puts into his body and how that relates to TB12, and he's been very upfront about that. And so Edelman closely linked to Guerrero, who's closely linked to Brady, and apparently at the center of an issue between Belichick and Brady over Guerrero's access and how that all plays, and that story has taken a back seat to the Gronkowski nonsense. And maybe there's a method to that madness, maybe a little bit of wagging the dog to get you off of the Edelman thing, which is real. Who knows? Who knows what the hell's been happening today? But I said before, I'll say it again, it's best for all involved, except for Julian Edelman. But it's best for all involved if Edelman just takes the fall on his own, which he hasn't done. He's still appealing it. And if you listen to his statement today, he's still saying, I've taken 100 tests and nothing's ever happened before. I don't know what happened. Isn't that what he said?
Yep.
I don't know what happened. So as long as Edelman remains linked to Guerrero, remains linked to Brady, this sort of thing is alive. What would have been best for the Patriots is if Edelman had just taken the fall on his own. Because, frankly, Alex can't be linked to this. He can't. If Alex is linked to this, then Brady's linked to this, and Gronkowski's linked to this, and the Patriots are linked to this. I mean, good God, they gave the guy an office and a clinic 100 yards from the team facility. If it's found that he's involved in PEDs with his client, that brings the whole team into question.
Oh, sure.
Which can't happen. Which can't happen. So this little tug of war, should Alex be implicated in this or not? The fact is, for the team, he can't be. Which is why if I were the ultimate puppet master and control all the strings, I would have had Edelman take the fall. And he obviously doesn't want to, and I'm not, you know, I'm just saying. If he had taken the fall and just come out and said, I did not get this from Alex. In fact, I specifically went away from Alex on this and made a mistake. Then it's all on him. He's the quote-unquote rogue ref, the Tim Donaghy rogue ref. This isn't... had nothing to do with Alex, has nothing to do with Brady, nothing to do with the team. It was me, I acted on my own, and I made a mistake. That would have been the best outcome for the Patriots.
Sure. But yeah, you isolate it.
It's not happening.
I mean, I told you in a lot of ways, this is how like I felt about the Deflategate thing. They had to keep it away from Bill. You can't let that thing touch Bill, otherwise the whole ship goes down. So now what are they going to do? They're going to let it go to Guerrero and then spill all over Brady? Especially given the way the tensions that exist down there at the moment? And look, again, for anyone who believes that nothing is going on, Chris Gasper, who covers that team and is down there, and I think has had good relationships for the most part with all parties involved, Chris Gasper sat here today and said he thinks that the Belichick camp leaked the information of Julian Edelman failing the steroid test or the PED test. Like, so if the point is this, the sides don't trust each other. The Brady side and the Belichick side don't trust each other right now, and they haven't for months.
So anyway, it's a bad look for Alex, which means it's a bad look for Tom and a bad look for the team, for a guy who has failed a PED test. And Edelman probably said this after he failed the test, because this was just 6 days ago, 7 days ago, last week. When Edelman comes off the practice field last week, he's asked about rushing his recovery, and does he need to guard against rushing his recovery? So he's not even asked about who he's training with, and this is what he says.
It's been hard not to push the process to try to take the steps that you need to take.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, everyone's a competitor, so, you know, sometimes you're your worst own enemy when you're trying to do that. But, you know, it is what it is, and there's a big part of the process, and you know, I got a lot of guys, training staff, help me out, TB12, all that stuff, to get to where I want to be.
Got a lot of guys, training staff, helping me out, TB12, all that, getting me to where I want to be. So it directly says, I got TB12 working with me to get me to where I want to be. Then he fails a PED test, and you're not allowed to go look at TB12? Sorry. So back to the phones, I promised. And we'll just click them off. Longest order of wait, our buddy Bob in Easton. Bob, quickly, thanks for hanging.
Listen, quickly... Give me 60 seconds. We don't do the back and forth. I'll give you time to ask questions for me. I told you back in March that Gronkowski was getting traded, and I never wavered. Today is June 8th, correct? And what are we talking about, a Gronkowski trade?
Is he still getting traded, Bob?
Hold on. I've got some information from the same people collecting bottles by the water tower in Route 1. I'm going to tell you, and you take this information, and it might actually connect some of the dots from who you talked to and what you've heard. I can tell you that once Edelman's positive, the steroid use became public, Robert Kraft, not Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft told Alex Guerrero to stay away from Gillette, Fox role play, anywhere from, he could not go anywhere to any of the players at the stadium. That's Robert Kraft, okay? Now, Murray, as dumb as it sounds that he leaked it, Belichick definitely had an influence on telling Kraft, because this was strike three, quote-unquote, of the other things that happened, to get Guerrero out of there. Now, is it a coincidence now Brady might not be at OTAs next week? Because Guerrero can't go anywhere near. You're going to hear, I wish Gas was there, because I really wanted him to check his sources, because this is going to come out in the next 2 or 3 days. Guerrero is not allowed to go anywhere near that stadium, and you're going to find this out.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to cut you off there before you do any further damage. I don't think that's a bad... That is an implication of Edelman getting rung up here now, is that a prominent Guerrero guy just failed a PED test, and you can't have those kind of trainers around your team.
I mean, we were talking about this yesterday, and I think we even said at one point that if you're Kraft, you can't go to bat for Guerrero now, for Brady. You can't do that. After this thing.
This is why I said it would be better for all involved if Edelman took the fall.
See, I think in a lot of ways it's too late, even if Edelman took the fall.
It's too late. No, it's too late. It is too late. He's going forward with the appeal. The statement came out today. Nope, too late. He ain't taking the fall.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Junta.
Magenta?
Junta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What extent do you think Alex Guerrero and the work you've done with him has helped extend your career and allowed you to be at your peak physically at age 31?
I think it's a huge part. It's a lifestyle on how to take care of your body, what you put in your body, flushing your body with his work before and after practice, keeping your muscles pliable, keeping them hydrated. Those things, all it is knowledge. And the more knowledge you get through the years, the more powerful you can get. You know, that's kind of the old saying, more knowledge, more power. So it's definitely helped me a lot, and I look forward to continue doing it.
It was Julian Edelman last year, I believe. Again, asked about the TB12 method and Alex Guerrero, how valuable it is to him, the advice and the instruction he gets from Guerrero in terms of what to put into your body, how to flush out your body, etc., etc. So again, more of Edelman just talking about his association with Guerrero and the advice that he gets from and how important he is to him. We have that. We have LeBron stuff on the table. Final segment of calls here on Agenda Free Friday. We'll try and get to as many as we can. Lloyd in New Hampshire has been waiting on LeBron. Go ahead, Lloyd. What do you got?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on the LeBron, where he might go.
Go ahead, please.
Everyone's talking about LeBron.
Yep.
Everyone's talking about where he can go, the best place to go to beat the Golden State Warriors. But if he gets anywhere he goes besides Boston, if he beats the Warriors, then he's got to come east, and he's got to beat the Celtics.
Do you think that he puts the Celtics and the Warriors on the same plane like that, Lloyd?
They're the closest, I would think.
No, but isn't that giving the Celtics a little bit too much credit? Like, now LeBron's got to go somewhere where he can figure out how to beat the Celtics? He just beat the Celtics. He's always beaten the Celtics. Now,
well, the other thing is, why are you assuming that the destination's in the West? What if he goes to Philly?
But it's going to be different, obviously, when Hayward and Irving come back, and LeBron has to know that. But look, we all think the Celts are heading in the right direction. LeBron's got to figure out where to go to beat the Warriors, not beat the Celtics.
Yes, that's his objective, to beat Golden State. I mean, he's sitting there talking about it, bluntly, that the whole challenge is, how do you beat Golden State now?
We've got Jake in the car. What do you got, Jake?
Michael, I
This is true. Kirkchin's report is dead on. The only thing he's missing is, I think, he would have asked for a trade instead of flat out retiring. That said, beta male Bobby Kraft, we have 3 decades of evidence, Michael, that beta male Bobby Kraft has no clue how to play politics. He had no clue on the stadium. He had no clue on Parcells. He had no clue in Deflategate. All the owners have no clue on the anthem. He screwed this up so badly because he couldn't tell his quarterback Bill is the head coach. And this is all on Bob Kraft.
You understand his mistake was not letting Bill trade Brady then. Because anything short of that is picking Brady over Belichick and sort of inviting what has happened. That's his mistake. Again, hard mistake when Brady's coming off another Super Bowl championship and wins the MVP. Hard trigger to pull. And I've never given him criticism for not pulling that trigger. I give criticism for everyone else for having it devolve so quickly. But ultimately, you may look back at it and say the Pats had their chance to turn the page, go into the next decade with the next quarterback, start fresh, rip off the Band-Aid, and pull a Don move, a real hard business move. They had it all set up, and instead, they stuck too long with Brady, and it led to all sorts of problems, and it was a mistake. That is the way it could all ultimately turn out. It's how it feels at this second. But we have, you know, we're 3 months still away or 2 months away from training camp. So it's a little early to go there, but right now it feels like they made the wrong call.
I mean, you know that, again, I felt that way at the time.
Of course you did.
Okay, I felt that way at the time. And so the thing that I found striking about the whole decision-making is that the Patriots make those decisions all the time. They've made them all the time under Kraft and Belichick. Richard Seymour, see you later. Ultimately, Vince Wilfork, and that one took a little fight because I think Kraft went to bat for Wilfork for a little while there, but ultimately, Wilfork went. Mankins went. They all went. Then it came to the most important position on the field, and they couldn't do it? That makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. Like, all of a sudden, you get to the one spot where it really matters, where the philosophy really matters, and now loyalty trumps the philosophy.
Okay, but since then, I don't blame Kraft. I mean, I don't blame Kraft for benching Malcolm Butler. I don't blame Kraft for Tom Brady pulling a diva act. I don't blame Bob Kraft that Tom Brady seems to have changed. I don't blame Bob Kraft that Brady's gotten goofy with his trainer and that the trainers come in and that Bill has overreacted on that side. Like, all those principles now have, you know, they've created their own mess. The second guess is to go back and say, if you dial it back a year, they had a guy for the next decade in Jimmy Garoppolo who the coach really believed in. You could have moved on from Brady for a ton of draft picks. Maybe moved on from Gronk, too, if you felt that, you know, he wasn't long for the team or whatever. And could have reset the whole thing without any of this mess or any of this drama. You could have done that. Yep. And they didn't. They stuck with Brady, and now it feels like it's a little bit of a mess. More than a little bit. Mike in Gloucester. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike, are you there?
I think the people that are going to end up losing out on this is the fans after all we've done for Brady after all this time. But my point is, Brady said that he wants to play until he sucks. So that means when it comes to the end of his career, he's going to obviously suck and then retire. So that leaves us in a bad spot. Why would he not want to go out on top? What he should have done is last year said to Bill, if we go to the Super Bowl and we win, I'll retire, and then that way we can move on to Jimmy.
I just don't like that he's changed his approach. That's a part that bothers me the absolute most. I'm okay moving on for the next 10 years of Jimmy Garoppolo if Brady's the same guy for the next 3 years. Then that's a fair trade-off. 3 years of championships and championship contention for the next 10 years, fine. If Brady's going to be all in for the next 3 years, then fine. Give me 3 with Brady versus 10 of Garoppolo. But if Brady's now just going to go through the motions, which is what he's done so far this offseason, then that's not what I signed up for. That, to me, is the frustrating part.
It should be the frustrating part. And again, you go back to some of those stories that Belichick knew that, and this is actually was in one of the Borges columns, right? That Belichick knew that Brady would be a problem at the end.
That's the part Borges got right. It feels like the whole thing was right. Here's William in Worcester. Go ahead, William. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. The one point I want to make is I just want to compare Kyrie Irving to Gronkowski, basically. When Gronk was younger, you know, he had all those injuries and never played a complete season for so long. I feel like Kyrie Irving is going to be the same type of player. So that's why I want LeBron here because, you know, he plays every game of the season. He never gets hurt, and he's beast mode in every game. And the other thing that also bothered me is when towards the end of the playoffs, Kyrie Irving wasn't even out there supporting his team.
So let me stop you there. I hated that he wasn't on the bench for game 7-2. Hated it. Hated it. Hated it. Hated it. Did you have a thought?
No, so maybe the brass hated it too. Maybe there's, you know, something that they don't like there, and that he's maybe going to Hollywood promoting this movie. Like, who knows? Like, I just feel like there is something there. That Mike Gorman made that comment earlier this week that it's no, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but it sounded like there's no luck he's going to be here past 2019, and you have Mannix floating out this thing too. Like, I don't know. Feels like there's smoke there.
I don't think any of that stuff bothers the Celtics. The fact that he wasn't on the bench for Game 7 or the movies or any of that. I think the only thing that concerns them is whether or not they could re-sign the guy. I think that they would tolerate all that other stuff because you know it going in. You know what, as you said, all the star players in that league are high maintenance. It's a question of degree. I just happen to think LeBron's on another planet it comes to that.
I'm not sure him not being on the bench bothered them. It probably didn't. It does bother me.
But I mean, if they can't sign him...
And who cares about that? Anyway?
If they can't sign him, then they have a decision to make, and they know it.
Randy in New Hampshire, hi.
How you guys doing?
Good, what do you got?
The Gronk rumors today, I mean, hardly a surprise based on, you know, if he isn't 100% committed, you know Bill's looking to move on, just like I'm sure Shaq Mason offers are coming in too. The question I have with the whole situation is with Robert getting up there and creating this whole situation, at what point is Jonathan, who's at some point going to take over the team, at what point does he start saying, hey, Dad, let me start making some of these decisions? Just wondering what you guys are taking on for that.
Sure. I think it's a big, important piece, and I don't know where it stands, how much Kraft has divested of himself. I'm not talking like actually financially, but just in terms of the day-to-day decision-making. Does Robert do as much as he always did? Feels like it would have to be less, you know. And so how much more is John doing? And then what's that relationship between Jonathan and Bill? That's always a tricky one. In any business, the father, the patriarch, moves on. The son takes over. And now everyone who was working for the father now works for the son. Usually isn't a great transition. So they're going to be dealing with that eventually if they're not already.
I mean, there are a lot of moving pieces over there. A lot of moving pieces. And again, you know, there's also the element of they've been together for 18 years. At some point, you do just get sick of each other.
And maybe that is just Brady and Belichick. That is just Brady and Belichick. All right, so that's going to put a wrapper on the day. We still have fingers on buttons in case anything happens. Either way, we're going to come back next and give you the final word. Don't go anywhere and don't tease me, Jimmy.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word has been brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
So we don't have a Mad Mike or a Squeaky Maz in the final word today. This is a Mad Murray.
Oh, Mad Murray.
Ooh,
I know what you were mad about.
This is put together by
Too
Hardy.
Busy destroying the earth.
That's right. I'm just an eco-terrorist is what I am. So here is Mad Murray put together by Hardy. It's me and my hashtag one big bag.
It's World Environment Day, people. No more single-use plastic straws.
Murray?
It's this kind of stuff that is turn Tom Brady into every busybody suburban mom who thinks their dumb recycling plan is going to save the planet.
Do you not recycle?
No, I don't. One big bag. You'll never convince me otherwise. I don't care. I'm the one person me. I'm not going to help the planet or change the world by just being me helping to recycle. No, it makes my life easier to put everything in one big bag. The one big bag goes out. Cardboard, glass, the biggest bottles you can find. Put it all in one bag. Tie it all up. That bag goes out.
Look at me and you'll see just one big bag.
And you're like proud of that.
I'll say it loud because I'm proud of being a dick.
Am I proud of it? Not necessarily proud of it. It's just what I do.
You sound proud.
A little bit. Proud of it because I know right now some Save the Earth idiot in their car right now is like, I can't believe this monster. He should be fired. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. That's right. I don't recycle.
See, we have two of the big rolling ones like everyone else does. One gets trash, one gets recycling. Very simple.
It's so easy.
No, no, very simple.
There's no extra work, in fact.
Glass, plastic, newspaper.
You have two cans.
Recycling. Trash goes in the trash.
The newspaper.
The hell with it. It's all trash. It all goes in one big bag.
Because I'm the trash man.
One big bag.
Yeah, the trash man.
It's really not that hard to do.
It's so easy. And I don't have time for anything.
So, like, you find
so it's pretty common sense.
You find it tedious to, like, rinse out a takeout food container.
I will never do that.
Because you don't have the time.
No, I don't.
Because you're busy.
Smoking pot and petting your cat.
Murray, you've got a hashtag going here once you look at your Twitter.
Oh?
One big bag.
Trash.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
Murray's put that whole thing, our whole back and forth, to...
appropriate photos, including a very appropriate photo of when you referenced me smoking weed with my cat. So we've put it on the Felgren Maz Facebook page. I've tweeted it out. It's just hashtag one big bag. It was odd to hear that, because I think we've only done one of these before, or Hardy's made like one Mad Murray before. To hear my voice like that, it's like, I know you have. You'll deny it probably, but you ever do nitrous? Like back in the day? You're a dead guy.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's what... hearing that's like, oh, that's how my voice would sound.
This is unbelievable.
And you laugh at nothing for 10 seconds, then do it again.
Yeah, I can't I can't separate the recycling right now because I'm getting high.
It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's really not, Murray.
You know, I might even surprise you with the nitrous myself, Murray.
Oh, a little hippie crack for you, man.
Yeah, before a little JV baseball at Tufts and hitting the balloons.
There's a reason I couldn't hit, Murray.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.